Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
As we've been reporting, influential San Francisco activist Cecil Williams has died. For more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Matier. And Phil, Cecil Williams had such an impact here in the city. What are your personal memories of him?
Well, you know, Eric, there were a couple of things that just jumped out from the get-go. One is that he was an incredible optimist. I mean, I think that whenever we went down there to talk to him, you, myself, Margie, for whatever the event was, he always put a sort of positive spin, even on the worst situation that was going on in the neighborhood, saying we can make this better, we can recover as a city. The second part of it was that he was a showman. I mean, in order to be successful at what he was, which was both a social organizer, an activist, and religious leader, you have to have a show. And he had a great show. That show was multicultural. It embraced gays in 1965 when most people didn't even want to talk about the subject. He had a great choir down there. Tourists would come from around the world to be part of Glide services. They were that joyful. That was the showman of Cecil Williams. The other part of him was, you know, he was a salesman. He sold his products, and his products were social awareness and charities, and he sold them to the people in Presidio and the Pacific Heights. So he sold to the high folks, took the money, and used it down on the streets.
And he believed in what he was selling. And, you know, that optimistic viewpoint, that really rings true with me. And, you know, being down on the Tenderloin, it can be heavy there. I mean, you've got addiction, you've got mental illness. It's not an easy fix. And year after year, he's there, not just at Christmas and Thanksgiving, but every day doing the work, getting his hands dirty.
Yeah, he was. And, you know, I used to joke about it. We had a standing joke going, is this the year we're going to find out that you've got a condo in the Bahamas? You know, because a lot of activists, and we've all covered them, activists, you know, they have great jobs, they do great work, and then somewhere along the line you hit the proverbial scandal and it all falls apart. That never happened with Cecil Williams. If anything, there were questions about the success. It was that it was too successful. And I'm just going to tell you that, you know, especially under Dianne Feinstein's mayoralty, when he was really front and center in San Francisco politics, in order to get like a hotel built or something like that in the downtown, oftentimes it was unspoken that you would contribute to either Cecil's operation or St. Anthony's Kitchen down in the Tenderloin. And that constant income and growth had the church go from being just a church to being a social center to also being affordable housing. And some people said it led to what they call that containment zone in the Tenderloin that we're now dealing with, because all the social services wound up being around Cecil and St. Anthony's. And that led to a lot of what we're seeing in the Tenderloin today. Unfortunately, rather than it getting better, it got hit with fentanyl.
You know, back when Maya Angelou passed away, I went to his house with his wife, Janice. Can you talk about the Wind Beneath His Wings and the team that they were?
Yeah, Janice Mercurimi was a poet. She was an activist as well. She had a history of having been abused, and she brought that to Cecil Williams. And so I would say that they were an all-purpose, all-encompassing pair that were able to create quite a lot. As a matter of fact, like they have it's a $30 million operation now. And, you know, one of the things that they did, or that they were blessed with, was Warren Buffett would annually auction himself out for a luncheon to raise money for Glide. And in 2022, that raised a whopping $19 million. So that says a lot, not just for the wind, but all the support he had under his wings.
Phil, thank you very much. That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer, who will be back at 5:50.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.